Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One,
Spotify,
and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Since 1983, Eddie Trunk has been the voice for fans of rock, hard rock, and heavy metal. A best-selling author, host of TV's That Metal Show, and seven national radio shows, including Trunk Nation, daily on Sirius XM.
Interesting.
Eddie offers the world his news-making interviews, passionate analysis, honest commentary, and who knows what else. So welcome to the Eddie Trunk Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Eddie Trunk, and it's time for another episode of the Eddie Trunk Podcast, which is new every Thursday at podcastone.com, Apple Podcast, and of course now free on Spotify as well. You don't even need to be a subscriber to Spotify to hear my podcast. Grab it anywhere you want. Listen, spread the word, subscribe, and thank you for doing so. Hope you are all having a wonderful day, and for those listening on the day that this podcast posts, it is Thanksgiving in the U.S. So for all of my fellow American listeners and fans, thank you very much. Outside of the U.S., happy Thursday to you. And in the U.S., enjoy your Thanksgiving holiday weekend. And thank you for checking out my podcast and making a part of your holiday weekend. And we have a very, I think, Thanksgiving-oriented interview for you this week. It's a little out of the norm, and I'll explain it in a second. But before I do, let me remind you that the Eddie Trunk Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Goody's Hangover. Well, the holiday season is here, and you may absolutely need to get some Goody's Hangover. It doesn't give you a hangover, it helps you with the hangover. And they do it with a powerful pain reliever and a boosting ingredient. It can get you fast pain relief and a boost of alertness to help battle the groggy, tired feeling that comes with a hangover. Hangover relief at the speed of powder. Goody's Hangover is available at Walmart, Dollar General, Amazon, and other fine retailers. More information at goodiespowder.com. As I always tell you every week, this podcast's interviews, the ones you hear on it, are courtesy of my Sirius XM radio show, which is called Trunk Nation, and can be heard live Monday through Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time, on Channel 106 Volume. As a matter of fact, if you don't have Sirius or XM and you live in the U.S. or Canada, right now they are offering free listening till December 1st. So you have it, even if you don't subscribe to it. So check it out either on the app or on your inactive radio. And you can hear Trunk Nation and hear what I do live on a daily basis, talking rock with you. Show replays every night, 10 to midnight Eastern, and you can hear full shows and interviews anytime you want on the Sirius XM app. Don't forget, I also do a sixth live show on Sirius XM. That's Mondays only, 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on Channel 39. And there's the FM syndicated show on more than 30 stations across America. Eddie Trunk Rocks, check it out. 3 hours of classic hard rock and metal. And of course, this podcast, which is all good stuff that keeps me very busy, and I greatly appreciate you supporting it. Don't forget, eddietrunk.com is the website. Check out the merch store. I never talk about the merch store on my website, but it's there. And with the holidays coming, maybe a shirt for somebody on your list. Check that out when you get a chance. If you're interested in a personalized video greeting for somebody on your list, I am on Cameo. Go to cameo.com, search my name, and you'll see how you can sign up and get a video greeting, birthday, holiday greeting, whatever the case may be, for somebody that you would like to surprise with a personalized video message. And finally, social media at Eddie Trunk, Twitter, Instagram, fan page on Facebook, and as I mentioned, eddietrunk.com is the website. So I told you a bit of a Thanksgiving theme, and I did that intentionally because I knew that this podcast was going to post on what is a major holiday in America, Thanksgiving. And when you think about Thanksgiving and things you're thankful for and celebrating people who do wonderful things, maybe, my mind went to an interview that I did recently, about a month ago, with a guitar player by the name of Lanny Cordola. Now, I will fully admit that, you know, usually on this podcast, you are hearing interviews and from guests who have a lot of household name value with the rock community. In all honesty, Lanny does not. But I did know who Lanny was because he did play in Jafria and House of Lords in the early and mid 80s, and then did some solo records as well, and or before or after he did some solo records, spotlighting his guitar playing, which is quite brilliant. But I did not know Lanny Cordola personally. And a few weeks ago, I was sent a press release about Lanny Cordola and a recording of the Eurythmics' Sweet Dreams that he did with young girls in Afghanistan that featured some guest appearances on it. And it hit me because I remembered who Lanny was, and I said, why would this guy be in Afghanistan? And then I started hunting around a little bit, and I found out that Lanny Cordola, after having a fairly successful career in music in the 80s in the LA scene, one day, I guess, sort of had an epiphany and decided that he was going to help children and young girls in war-torn parts of the world, and basically left everything behind and went to the Middle East, and for a few years now has lived in Kabul, Afghanistan. And he takes great risk in teaching young girls how to play instruments and learn songs as a sort of therapeutic escape from the horrors of the world that they are living in. He has to do it on the down low because of the restrictions and teaching and the, you know, biases against women and girls and everything that that these people endure in that part of the world. And he released this song, Girl with a Guitar, I think is the name of the project. You'll hear us talk more about it in the interview. But it just struck me as such an amazing story, and I thought it was perfect to share it with everybody on a podcast that posts on Thanksgiving. And in the interview, you'll hear Lanny tells his story, tells why he uprooted to Afghanistan, and, you know, what his long-term goals are for this initiative that he is doing. And by the way, this interview you're about to hear, he was in Afghanistan. He is living there now. So this wasn't like he's going back and forth and I grabbed him when he was in LA. The interview you're about to hear was done over Zoom with him at the time it aired on my SiriusXM show on Volume. It aired live as it happened on the air from Afghanistan. And just a wonderful guy, an uplifting story, a guy who made some great sacrifice to make others, to help others, I should say. And I thought just a great, great message and story to share for a Thanksgiving Day podcast. And since this was done, Lanny has been in touch, and he actually was nice enough to have the girls that he's currently teaching send me a really nice message video greeting where, you know, they say Trunk Nation, which is the name of the in my SiriusXM show, which is what this was on. And you'll hear he makes a play for me and some of the others involved in this, some of the artists that were involved in this recording of Sweet Dreams to possibly go to that Afghanistan and do a broadcast or something, which I don't know if that's in the immediate cards. But I have a tremendous amount of respect for what this guy has done and is doing. And I wanted to bring you his story on a Thanksgiving Trunk, Eddie Trunk podcast. So you're going to hear from Lanny Cordola. Also, a heads up, next week on the podcast, I will bring you my recent interview with Wolfgang Van Halen. Made a lot of news when I did it. was a really great conversation, almost an hour long. Again, if you have Sirius or XM, you listen to my show there, you already have heard that interview because it aired live, of course, like all my interviews. But you may want to hear it again, and I always put some new content around it. And for those living outside of the U.S. or Canada or who have not gotten Sirius XM yet, make sure you check out the interview next week as well with Wolfgang Van Halen talking about all sorts of great stuff for almost an hour straight. I'll get that to you next week. But this week, a great Thanksgiving vibe, a great message, a great guy, Lenny Cordola, and his story from Afghanistan coming up on the Eddie Trunk Podcast.
The Eddie Trunk Podcast.
Hey, folks, support for this podcast comes from Pluto TV. Need an escape? We all do these days, that's for sure. Drop into Pluto TV for a world of free TV. Stream hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and shows all for free. Yep, free. No subscriptions, no fees. Imagine 24/7 channels of Narcos, CSI, Star Trek, Survivor, and everything else from hit movies to binge-worthy TV shows, the latest news, live sports, comedy, and more. So what are you waiting for? Download the free Pluto TV app for Android, iPhone, Roku, and Fire TV, and start streaming now. Pluto TV, drop in, watch free.
This is the Eddie Trunk Podcast.
Okay, I mentioned the setup for this. We now go to Afghanistan, and this is my conversation from a few weeks ago with guitarist Lenny Cordola, explaining why he's there, what he's doing, and what his goals are. Enjoy on this Thanksgiving special Eddie Trunk Podcast with a guy who really is doing some amazing work to be thankful for. Check it out. Okay, hour number two. Here on Trunk Nation, it's Eddie Trunk live on Sirius XM. Volume, talking rock with you every weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern time, live, nightly replays, 10 to midnight Eastern, full shows, anytime you want, audio and video on demand on the Sirius XM app. In my nearly 40 years of doing radio, this is the first time I will ever be joined by somebody live from Afghanistan right now, and that someone is a fantastic guitar player who I was a fan of. And first came on my radar back in the 80s as a member of Jafria and House of Lords. And now he, I believe, resides in Kabul, Afghanistan. And we're going to get the whole story, because when this got on my radar through a press release a couple days ago, I thought it was an amazing story and I wanted to reach out to learn more about it. And the guitarist is Lenny Cordola, and he's the founder of the Miraculous Love Kids. And we're going to learn all about that right now with Lenny, who joins us now live from Afghanistan via Zoom. Lenny, great to meet you over Zoom while you're in Afghanistan, but I mean, better late than never. And thank you for the time. How are you?
Well, I'm good now that I'm here with you, Eddie. Thank you so much for that nice introduction.
So let's get your story. If we can, I mean, I remember you joining Jafria, and you did a record or two with them, and that band essentially morphed into House of Lords. You did some brilliant instrumental guitar records as well. When did you make this transition? Because were you originally from Southern California before you moved?
I was born and raised in Los Angeles. And, did the whole 80s rock and roll journey, Sunset Strip, Rainbow, Whiskey A Go-Go, Roxy, you know, the whole thing. And, that was the strange beginning, and now even stranger place now.
And how do you arrive at that, Lenny? How do you go? When did you make this move? You live in Afghanistan now full time. Is this your home now?
I am based here since 2016. I, um, uh, you know, in 2010, I came to Pakistan. I got invited to come here to meet these incredible Pakistani musicians. And while I was here, there were these horrific floods, and I went to visit these flood camps, and I was just captivated by the children and their plight and how they could find joy in such difficult circumstances. So I, at that point, had an epiphany, and that epiphany was is that we had to give a voice to these kids through the power of music, rock and roll, creativity, the imagination, love, all of these things that each one of us is capable of doing. And I always felt, even in the midst of those times in LA, you know, because that period was a pretty, shall we say, hedonistic period. I felt that there was something else that I needed to do. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of our brothers and sisters at that time didn't make it through that. And I fortunately did. And so it's a great privilege now to be based in Kabul. I go to Iraq. I go to Kurdistan, Pakistan. I was on my way to Syria and to Bangladesh, to the refugee camps for the Rohingya people over there. But the COVID thing, you know, put that all on hold for now. So, yes, I am based in Afghanistan now, and we have hundreds of girls. I focused on girls because girls have very little say-so and what goes on here in Afghanistan. And it's a very difficult period now, more difficult than when I first came here. But through the power of music and goodwill and people like yourself that help spread the word, there's the hope is alive and well, and you know, we're grateful for any time we can help spread that word.
So tell the audience what exactly you do there with these girls. Do you teach them guitar? Do you get them to? I know there's a single that's come out, a cover of the Eurythmics' Sweet Dreams, but what exactly is the process? What do you do? How do you find the girls that are interested in music to get them engaged in all of this?
Well, it was really about, number one, just help with their well-being. All of the girls have known poverty, war, hardship, discrimination, threats of childhood marriage. And so being a musician, I wanted to share what I loved with them. But number one is always about their well-being, getting them to a safe place, seeing what we can do to help, and number two, their education, and then number three, guitar, you know. So it was an experiment. I really, you know, I had no experience in this. I have no training in psychology or therapy or any of these things. I just had a vision, if you will, a girl with a guitar, miraculous love kids, you know. And when I was first beginning, I met with Save the Children and all these different organizations, but it just didn't fit for me because I'm not a report writer. I'm a guitar player who wants to be where the action is, you know? So, I wanted to be on the streets. I wanted to see what was happening. I wanted to make, contacts with people there and to be on the front line. So, and there's really no model for it. It was just one of those things where, I mean, I think that's what rock and roll is all about, is taking chances, living dangerously, going to the edges of things. And now, to me, the new model of rock and roll is, how can we use that to benefit? You know, Eddie, every day, 20,000 children die because of poverty and war, and they get no attention. And this was a shock to me, and I felt ashamed because of, you know, how I lived for so long. And, you know, I just wanted to, you know, do what I could with the guitar, with music, to help give a voice to that suffering and to that injustice and to that suffering, you know, that to that pain. And so Afghanistan just seemed like the doors opened. I came here initially to meet a family that lost two girls to a suicide bomb attack. And the girl that survived that, her name is Mersal, who's featured in this video, Sweet Dreams, that we did, the Eurythmics song, survived that attack. And I had never met anybody like her. And she wanted to learn guitar. I brought a guitar with me when I came over here. And I was freaked out. You know, I'm like, this isn't Hollywood. This isn't LA. This is a war zone. And this is a place that that I had, had no concept of. But through her, this whole network of kids, mostly girls, emerged. And so we formed this group to honor her sisters and to help give a voice to girls like her across this region.
Lenny, do these girls that work with you and that you teach music to and that you create this with, do they have to kind of do this, engage with you as an American over there teaching guitar to young girls? Do they have to kind of do this on the down low, or can they do it openly in that society? Is this something that would be frowned upon if they were sort of caught, doing this? Because obviously we know it's a very different place there. And there's, as you said, a lot of issues for women. So how does it work? Do you seek them out? Do they seek you out? And do they have to kind of do this covertly?
They have to do it covertly. It's very frowned upon. There's a show here called Afghan Star, and we actually played on it when we first started. And it was just, it was such an interesting experience, because I'm playing with these kids, and I'm used to working with, professionals, and these kids, I mean, they're as far from professional as you can get. They're just, street kids who they've never heard of Metallica. They've never heard of Megadeth or Sting or the Eurythmics or Tom Morello, if David Bowie and Michael Jackson flew down from a spaceship, they'd have no idea, who these people are. So there's this guy here that came, and the deal was is that I wanted to raise money. All the money that we raise goes to their well-being. I take no salary. I do this because I was able to, get to the place where I could do this. And so the families are engaged. The fathers bring their daughters. So we can't even keep up with the demand anymore, because the poverty is so vast. So at this point, I've selected a smaller group, because we had hundreds of kids. And if we had the resources, there'd be thousands of girls that would want to be part of the program. They love the music. When they, there's so much joy. We do our own versions of the songs, as you can tell with the Sweet Dreams song. But our version of, like, even say Enter Sandman, or Space Oddity by David Bowie, or Symphony of Destruction by Megadeth. It's just and they're learning English, and they're learning about the world through these words of these artists that some are friends and some are people that I admire. Tom Morello in particular is somebody that I greatly admire, not only as a musician, but as a person, in his articulation of that music should be a force for truth and justice. And I would also include, peace and love and creativity and sharing that. And Eddie, as well as I do, say the biggest band in the world, Metallica, they do a tour, they may play to 10 million people. There's 8 billion of us on the planet, and most of them have no idea who Metallica is. We are in such a privileged group of people, you and your listeners, that know and can enjoy and saturate our molecules in such incredible sounds. So that's what I wanted to share with these Miraculous Love kids, and actually it was a metaphor for all of us who have that miraculous nature within all of us. And, during this time of strife and division and political mayhem and COVID and all these things, the music takes us and transports us and takes us from the trauma to the transcendence, and to share it with these kids in particular has been the greatest honor and privilege of my life.
I'll tell you, Lanny, it's remarkable what you're doing, and it's just incredible to hear, and I'm so glad we're able to help get the word out about this a little bit. Let me ask you this, and not to get overly personal here, but you mentioned that you don't take any money from this, and you mentioned that you've been living in the Middle East and Afghanistan now for a while. Did you make money in your day with bands and touring back in the day that you saved it or invested it? In other words, how are you financially? How are you able to support yourself unless you're working there as well? I mean, how do you do this from a financial standpoint just for your own well-being to be able to live yourself there?
I think, Eddie, it was a difficult transition. I do get some small royalty checks, but nothing substantial. But I discovered I really didn't need that much. I don't really need things. If I've got a guitar and a toothbrush and my laptop, I'm good to go, man. I am a voracious reader. I liked books, and I had to, when I moved out of my apartment, I lived in Long Beach for 20 years. I had a production company with Matt Sorum, from Guns N' Roses, and Matt was a dear friend, and we did a lot of things together. But life is about cycles, and so that cycle ran itself, finished its course, and in a positive way. And I'm so lucky to meet people that help. So the place that I'm staying here in Afghanistan is a Canadian friend of mine named David Lavery. There's an incredible English guy here named Neil Williams who helps us with our social media stuff. I've met incredible Afghan people here that have helped. So it's really not myself. It's a community of people that help. And so when you have that help and they cover, your basics here, that opens up all the space to be able to be of service and to be attentive to the needs of, what's before you each day. Because I'll give you an example. Yesterday, there was a horrific attack. Sadly, this is, in the midst of all these peace talks here, there's more violence against kids and civilians than there has been in the last 2 years that I've been here combined. And there was, at first there was 19 reported people killed at the Kabul University. And, that just, devastates you. And our kids now, one of our girls is Jelly Bean. And one of my, I'm sorry to kind of digress from your original question, but
no,
basically you get help from a lot of different places because you're able to bring out the best in people. But after this attack, one of our girls who, one of my great musical moments of all time, and I've been lucky to play with people like Slash and to play with people like the Beach Boys and whatnot. Ozzy Osbourne and whatnot, but was the scene in the Sweet Dreams video where Tom Morello is trading riffs with our girl Jelly Bean, who when I met her, she was a 12-year-old street girl getting threatened to be married off. And yesterday after this attack that killed 19 people, now it's more, it's like 25 people killed, but yesterday it was 19. She took her $5 a week allowance and went out and bought 19 families food for the day. And wow, you just can't get any better reward in life than, witnessing that. And when she told me not like bragging, she told me like, that's just the right thing to do. And I was just so inspired by her. So the currency comes in those people coming together to help, and then there's a soul currency that enables you to work things out, man. And I don't know. It's kind of a mystical process.
It's remarkable. It's really incredible what you're doing, Lanny. It really is. Lanny, I want to ask you specifically about what's out now. This is under the name The Miraculous Love Kids, Girl with a Guitar, and you covered the Eurythmics' Sweet Dreams, and you've got a bunch. We mentioned Morello. He's on it, but you've incorporated a bunch of other guest musicians on here as well, which I'm sure you all did. You did virtually over Zoom. How did this all come together? Yeah. Did you record first with the girls and then send it to these musicians to add their parts to it? Tell me about the process of this.
Yeah, so we started off, we did our girls first, and Afghanistan and Pakistan. My collaborator in Pakistan is an incredible Pakistani musician named Sarmad Ghaffour. And then we sent it off to Inara George, who's from a group called The Bird and the Bee, and Greg Kirsten, who is her partner in that group, produces Adele, and produces a lot of well-known singers, including Foo Fighters. So that was the initial impetus. And then from there, I reached out to Kathy Valentine from the Go-Go's, who I had met many years ago. And everyone was so incredible, Eddie. I'm completely humbled. Then Vicky Peterson from the Bangles. Then a drummer named Chris Myers from a group called Humphreys McGee. And I hope everyone listens to Humphreys McGee because they're an incredible jam band. And Chris knows Tom. And he had been talking to Tom. And finally, Tom said, you know, what is this? And Chris explained it to him. And Tom says, I got to do this. And that was like such a burst of joy for the girls because they love Tom Morello as most sane people do. And then Cherie Curry, who's a dear friend from the Runaways, who I had worked with on many occasions and her most recent album that just came out this year, Boulevard of Broken Dreams with Billy Corgan, Matt Sorum, Slash, Duff, McKagan, and all these great rock and roll guys. Came on board, and Rami Jaffe from Foo Fighters lent his keyboards. And so it was one of those organic things where just the confluence of forces came together at that point in time. And it really was miraculous that everybody, you know. And also, Eddie, when we get a chance, I want to share an exclusive with you as well as about our next song. So,
well, please do. So just to close out the Sweet Dreams bit, for people who want to hear this, you can go online and I'll share the links when we get off the air, and I'll post them on my social media. But there's a video with the artist that Lanny just spoke about, and you can get a peek into, you know, how this thing was made, and Lanny showing the girls the song. It's really just remarkable. It's incredible what you're doing. Miraculouslovekids.org. That's where people can go to find more information about this or to make a donation. That would be the best place to send everybody, right?
Absolutely. Oh, also, Eddie, I'm sorry. I forgot the incredible Wayne Kramer, also from the MC5. There's an interplay between Vicky Peterson and Wayne on the song. That's just one of my favorite guitar exchanges ever. So, but yes, miraculouslovekids.org is where people can go and see, you know, check out more about the efforts and aims of what we're doing, and make a donation if they can, and also see the video that we did with Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys in 2018, who I had the great fortune to play with in 1993. I did a tour with the Beach Boys, and that was also, you know, I always tell the girls, I met B.B. King in 1993 on that tour. And I asked B.B. King at his nightclub at 2 o'clock in the morning, both of us completely sober, and B.B.'s getting ready to leave to go on his tour bus to his next gig. And I said, you know, Mr. King, what what knowledge can you bestow upon me? And he said, son, be true to the music and the music will be true to you. And I share that with our kids, and the doors open, do the right thing. The right things happen, which is, a strange thing to say to war-torn, poverty-stricken kids, but it's really been a thing that we live by.
Do you, Lenny, obvious question here, and I can't help but to ask it. Do you feel safe living there? How do you feel personally? Do you, what is it like for somebody from Southern California, an American living in Kabul and doing this? Do you ever feel not safe?
Well, honestly, yeah, but I know that I'm supposed to be here. Actually, it's not true in these days. I mean, I was going to say at any time I can leave, you can get a flight to Dubai, on the same day. But I was actually March 27th on the last flight out to go to Istanbul, and they canceled all the flights. So I was in lockdown mode here for 93 days. So I feel a sense of purpose that is I've never felt before. I figure like I survived myself because I had very destructive, habits for a long time. And I feel a real purpose and a vision and a, anything that I have to go through, I'll go through. And as long as I can be a positive force, then I'll stay. Things here are very, very difficult. There is a political instability. The crime rates are up. The terror attacks are up. But there's a lot of incredible people here, too, that watch out after you as well. So I always want to balance it out and not try to just, talk about the dark side. There is light here. There's little fireflies, and those are the kids. There are, 60% of this country is under 20 years of age, and a good portion of them are girls. And, when girls and women are equal with men and boys, we know that this makes a more harmonious world. I mean, this is the laws of nature, of the universe, the harmony of the spheres, all of these deeper aspects of music and life.
Do you plan on staying there? Do you have a timetable for how long you're going to stay there? Are you there for the foreseeable future? Do you plan to move to another area? Do you hope to someday come back to Southern California and be able to go through, to a Starbucks drive-through? I mean, for you personally, what is your long-term vision for how much longer you want to do this sort of work?
Well, my mother demands that I come back at least every 3 months. So I do come back. And when I come back, I actually, after seeing my mom, I go and discover different parts of America, spread the word about the plight of the kids, try to shine a light wherever I can. I moved out of my place in 2016, and I feel like I'm like the vagabond of trying to give a voice to these voiceless kids and awaken the music community. That's the one thing also. Not the one thing, but another aspect of this is when Brian Wilson came on board with us, who is like the Mount Rushmore of music, as we know, up there with the Beatles and the Stones and the Who and all that. Then, when we get Tom Morello and all these other great musicians, and the next song that we're working on is Fly Like an Eagle, which is one of my favorite songs. It's this sort of social song, but it's also a metaphysical song.
Steve Miller Band song.
Yes. And we're doing that with your good buddy, and my kind of almost good buddy now, Sammy Hagar.
Oh.
And so, yes.
That's
so
awesome.
You can imagine what that's going to be like. And the kids are it just gives them so much hope. I'll actually send you, the message they sent to Sammy, and Sammy sent back, and it'll be incorporated in the video. And it's just, this is like, my heart just jumps through the heavens when these kind of things happen, to be able to be a bridge between these iconic, you know, musicians. And what, you know, Eddie, what's the one thing that can bring that war-torn, poverty-stricken girl to the great rock and roll people of all time? Music. And so I've always been an ambitious person. So that's my great ambition, is continue to, you know, bring that together. And now with, you know, technology and the situation that we're in, you know, these artists are opening themselves up. I'm in awe of Sammy Hagar, and I got to also give a shout out. I'm not supposed to, but I have to give a shout out to Steve Perry, because I can't say exactly why, but Steve Perry has been a help. And, I'm just in awe of these guys that are coming together, but we need to do a lot more. We really do. And Eddie, hopefully you will be a big part of this, because when the music world says enough of this injustice, enough of this war, it can make a huge impact. And you know that, and I know that. And so that's why I'm really appreciative of great souls like you.
Well, look, I'm doing nothing compared to what you're doing, but Sammy is a great guy, and he does so many charitable things that people don't even know about, because he's usually not very out front like that. He's not somebody that seeks that sort of publicity, but he's a great friend, and he's a wonderful guy, and it makes total sense that he would get involved in something like this. And I got to tell you, Lanny, I mean, again, with the beauty of technology, even you and I are talking to each other and seeing each other right now. You're in Afghanistan, I'm in New Jersey. I mean, we're without a problem. I mean, that's a beautiful thing, because you can go to these artists, and you know certainly so many of them from your history, and ask them to get involved. And it's, compared to what you're doing, it's really not a big ask. You're asking them to pick up their guitar or pick up a microphone and get on Zoom and contribute to it. The thing that I find really interesting about this, though, is these young girls that you are in bringing these legendary musicians together with, they have no idea, right? You'd mentioned this earlier. I mean, they have no clue, whether it's Hagar, Morello, Metallica. Have you come into any young girls there that you've worked with that have any recognition of American rock music and who these people are at all?
Zero. The only Western thing they know is Charlie Chaplin and Mr. Bean.
Really?
Well, you know, actually, the other day they were listening to a Shakira song. I don't know how they found that, but other than that, and they don't even know who Shakira is. They just found a song. They go to these little bazaars, they get their little flashes, and they get some movies. And of course I'm going, okay, what are you guys? So it's been such a treat to watch a Charlie Chaplin movie with them. But no, it's just, they haven't even really heard the original versions, because we don't always have access to that, because our places have no Wi-Fi. The power is about 8 hours a day. So we have to be very judicious in how we use our time. So number one, what's happening? What's going on with your family? You know, number two is what's going on with school. Number three, okay, let's kick into In the Name of Love by U2, or Enter Sandman by Metallica, or we're learning a new Bruce Springsteen song called House of a Thousand Guitars, which is very apropos for Girl with a Guitar, and Tom Morello's song, which is one of my favorite songs of all time, and it's called God Help Us All, and it's from his Night Watchman collection. Mm-hmm. So, and several of them are getting to the point where they're like bandmates, where I can sit down and go, hey, check this out. And they'll go, oh, wow. And they'll have ideas about, well, I don't really like this part. And they'll bicker for a while, like, oh, my God.
It's just like a band.
I'm back with Matt Sorum and Greg Jafria. You know, it's like, wow, this is awesome. And, you know, because before, you know, they're just kind of like, you know, what, I have no idea what we're doing. And so I very much encourage the creative end of it. And I'm also encouraging them to start thinking about, you know, writing songs, you know, although, you know, English obviously isn't their first language, and they've learned much more English than I've learned their language, Dari. And they're much more forgiving, and obviously it's much more important for them to learn English. But, you know, I where it's come, you know, if you listen, if you see some of the early stuff, I was only hoping to get them to be able to play guitar in time, get the words out somehow with some sort of sound. And now we're actually, they sing in tune and beautifully. And today was a rough day because, like I said, there was that horrible attack, and we get together and we're all just sort of downtrodden. And an hour later after the music, we're like, yes, we can do this. There's hope. Hope is alive. It's battered, but it's alive.
Lanny, I got to tell you, you know, much respect. I think it's absolutely fantastic what you're doing, and the sacrifice you've made to go over there and do this for such a great cause and spread rock and roll to that area and help these young girls out. It's truly, truly remarkable. And I'll help you however I can going forward. During the last break, I gave you my contact and need to keep the word out on this and help you as best we can. And hopefully people listening right now will want to help and get involved. You can do so and learn more by going to miraculouslovekids.org. And there you'll learn more about Lanny's story, what he's doing, and how you can help and get involved as well. And look forward to you and Sammy and the girls doing Fly Like an Eagle. That should be absolutely great.
And Rami Jaffe, too, from Foo Fighters, and Nathan East, who's played with Eric Clapton and Stevie Wonder. So there's a really wonderful collection of musicians that are coming on board. And we would love you to be, you know, an honorary Miraculous Love Kid ambassador, Eddie. So please consider it, my brother.
I can't play a note of anything, but what I can do is talk and spread the word for you and help you in that way. So I'm happy to do that whenever you need me. And I gave you my info during the break, so you reach out anytime. I mean, it's fantastic what you're doing. And, you know, it's a far cry from the Sunset Strip and hanging out at the Rainbow being where you are. So what's the number one thing you miss about the U.S. when you're there?
I love the beach. You know, we don't have any beaches here. So, you know, I when I get back, I love to go to the beach and just sort of, you know, pay homage to the Great Pacific. But I've been discovering America. When I was just back on my last trip several months ago, I went to Nashville, Alabama, because eventually in the next year or two, we're going to bring a group of the girls over. And of course, wow. You know, you'll be on our top of our list of people that they'll want to meet, Mr. Eddie. You'll be hearing from them because they love to hear the stories. And I also want them to learn about, you know, Miraculous Love Kids, MLKs, Martin Luther King. So when I was just there, I went to Selma, I went to Montgomery, I went to Birmingham, and I've been discovering the incredible place of where we come from, America, and I want them to see these bright spots as well, because they think America is the promised land, and it is in a lot of ways. And I also tell them that, you know, hey, you know, it's not perfect, and you know, there's a lot of good things in Afghanistan, and so it's about, you know, this universal viewpoint, and so. You know, it seems like the sky is the limit, you know, with this now, you know, the kids are growing exponentially, and I'm learning how to articulate better to them about, you know, the artists, the music, the power of the music. And so, you know, and that's why we appreciate you, Eddie, because, you know, you may not be a musician, but you are, because when you speak in those incredible words and phrases and spirit that you have, that's a form of music.
Well, very kind of you, Lanny. I appreciate that. And stay safe, man. Be well over there. Take care of yourself. And congratulations on what you're doing. It deserves all the attention in the world. And I think it's an incredible sacrifice that you've made for a great cause. And yes, when you have the tune with Hagar, we'll definitely take care of you on that. And when the girls come over, you know, hopefully this all this virus craziness around the world will be behind us, and we can maybe even do something in the studio. In normal times, I was broadcasting, doing a run once a month from L.A. You know, I'm based in the New York City area, but I was going to L.A. once a month. Yeah. So when that resumes, if you happen to be there, maybe it's something cool we could even do around that visit when that all comes through. So we'll take each step as it comes, but I'm here to help you however I can.
Anytime, anywhere. And Eddie, you ever want to, you know, pay a visit to Afghanistan, you got a safe place to stay and a bunch of girls that would love to meet you and play some music for you.
Well, that's very cool. I appreciate that. I would find that really interesting. I really would. So you never know.
Well,
I
mean,
you never know.
Maybe we can put together in the future. We got to dream big, right? Because, you know, that's how the world, you know, expands its potential. And you never know. Maybe you and Tom and Dave Grohl and, you know, a group of the great rock and roll souls can come out and, you know, do the miraculous.
That would be an amazing thing. I could be like the Ed Sullivan of we get a plane and we get Dave on there and Sammy and Tom and we go over and do a rock and roll pilgrimage. I would love that. That would be awesome. I like how you're
thinking.
Would
that be like one of the most you things? Yeah. I mean, you know, that's that, you know, you do. Because I mean,
it's that's a documentary. That's got to have cameras. I mean, that's a film.
It is. Eddie, you're that, man.
I'm down. If we can make something like that happen, I'm down. I think it would be great. Lanny, I've got to run. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Brother. Well, yes. I was going to say we got to fly like eagles and have sweet dreams, my brother.
There you go. Listen, again, be well. Everybody go to miraculouslovekids.org to learn about the amazing work you just heard about that Lanny Cordola is doing with these girls and the other artists he mentioned, just a few of them that are contributing. Stay well, stay safe, and we will definitely talk soon, Lanny.
Big peace and love to you, my brother.
Well, simply an amazing story, and what an amazing guy. Thank you to Lanny Cordola. I hope he stays safe. I hope the women, actually the young girls over there that he's educating are able to make great strides in their life. And who knows? You know, who knows what the future holds? Maybe there's a chance we can do something more with Lanny and his great initiative and what he's trying to accomplish there. Certainly check out the song, check out the stuff online, and learn more and see if there's ways you can help as well. Thank you very much for listening to my podcast. It's Eddie Trunk. I want to thank Katie Irizarry as always. If you are listening on post day and you're in America, a very happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Hope it is a healthy and a safe one in this crazy, crazy year. Remember at Eddie Trunk, Twitter, Instagram, fan page on Facebook, eddietrunk.com. And certainly don't forget our sponsor, Goody's Hangover, gives you a powerful pain reliever. And a boosting ingredient gives you fast pain relief and a boost of alertness. It'll help you battle the groggy, tired feeling that comes with a hangover. It's hangover relief at the speed of powder. And it's available at Walmart, Dollar General, Amazon, and other fine retailers. Go to goodiespowder.com for more information. Have yourselves a great week. I'll see you next Thursday for another all-new episode with Wolfgang Van Halen. Take care.